Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here as we debate JT Realmuto, whether or not the Phillies should overpay to keep him now or let him walk into free agency, which is what I would do, and your celebrity run-ins. We all have one, but before we get back to all that, how about Brett Brown talking today? Basketball is... Well, they're headed to the bubble. The bubble is set up.
Right.
Should this be the time? Should Jack have his mea culpa right now on the bubble? So Jack lied to everyone yesterday. And before we get to the Brett Brown stuff, I think you have to come clean with the audience.
Yes. So yesterday I was on Twitter, and I didn't think Twitter ever lied. But they said that Brian Windhorst said on ESPN that the bubble costs $150 million a day to run. Turns out,
which before you go on, that we did the quick math, that'd be about $9 billion to set up the bubble for the playoffs.
Yeah, and here's what Brian Windhorst actually said.
This is something I don't think everybody understands. The Orlando bubble is costing the NBA more than $150 million, more than $1.5 million a day.
There so $1.5 million per day for a total of $150.
Yeah.
The NBA can afford that.
Which makes sense.
$9 billion. That seems like a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah. That seems like this isn't worth doing if it's going to cost us $9 billion.
Hey, that's my fault.
All right. That's on Jack.
That one's on me. Donovan Trestak.
Yes.
So $1.5 billion or million or whatever, it's happening. Mm-hmm. The bubble is. And Brett Brown spoke today and hit on a couple of important things. One, sounds like Ben Simmons is fully healthy. He's ready to go. Full
that's
go for
go.
Ben. That's a good thing.
That's good. Brett changed that.
Because a couple weeks
message
ago,
he put out there,
he wasn't sure about that.
Yeah.
The other, and this is a great thing, that I guess the latest round of testing, all Sixers are clear, no COVID-19 for the Sixers in the testing before they leave. So that's wonderful news and the best news we get.
And no one opted out.
And no one.
The COVID thing.
Right. Yeah. So all the players are in. All the players are healthy right now.
Ready to win a championship.
They're ready to roll down in Orlando when they get to the bubble. But he also... You got to hear this. He also ripped Howard Eskin, which I think is the most newsworthy thing Brett said today. Here is Brett Brown, courtesy of our buddy Kyle Newbeck of Philly Voice.
So I'll try to answer the questions in order. And Howard, I would be lying at my screen. And I'm seeing, what do I got? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 across. And I got 2, 4. I guess I'm looking at 25 initially. And the whole time I'm looking at this person, I'm wondering, who the hell is that? so you look like you've come from the Maine woods, and here I am.
That's the pandemic started. I'm walking 14 miles a day. I have not trimmed my beard and have not gotten a haircut. So
you are Forrest Gump. I'm going to call you Forrest
Eskin. I like it. Forrest Gump Eskin.
How many people is Howard told that he walks 14 miles a day?
Well, everybody talks to.
Everyone. I mean, it's the first thing we talk about on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and I imagine everyone he interacts with.
Yes.
He does kind of look like an older Forrest Gump.
Oh, man, when I saw the picture of him, which I hadn't seen one, I guess, I didn't realize I hadn't seen him in a while.
Was it the Zoom with the Phillies he did a couple
weeks
ago?
Yeah, I think
ago?
That's what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the first time I'd seen him. And I'm like, whoa, he does look like either Forrest Gump or Castaway.
The Castaway is a good one.
Yeah.
He's
either way, it's a Tom Hanks role.
It is. Howard Eskin, the new Tom Hanks. Brian is up on WIP. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I totally forgot I was on hold.
There you go.
Well, but listen, I got two funny stories about me and the celeb, right? One is funny, and the other one is, like, unbelievable. So I'm going to give you the unbelievable one, right? So the year the Sixers or the NBA All-Star game was here, I had got VIP tickets to Iverson and Magic Johnson's party at the American Institute of Science, right? So I'm giving you the short version. I met Antonio Freeman there. So he kind of took a liking to me because he wanted some. He asked me, did I know or did I have access to any, like, butt paper? I did.
Any
I
what?
Told him, listen, let me
what? What did you have access to?
Butt paper.
Oh, that's what I thought you said, blunt papers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said, if I could smoke with you, I got a couple boxes in a car.
Right.
So I went, I got 2 boxes, came back. I'm giving you the short version. So
Thank
I'm
you.
Smoking with Antonio Freeman, Dominique Wilkins, Riley Bruford, some dude that used to sit on a bench with the Knicks back then. I can't remember his name. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher and the curly-haired guy from that 70s show, right? And Dominique Dominique Stahl, the Olympic star.
Oh, y'all just, she just drove, she just, how did she get in that group?
Well, she, listen, I think her and Antonio Freeman had something going on. This is the part nobody believes. So, I'm in the cipher, I'm standing, Dominique Jones is in between me and Antonio Freeman. I told you Antonio Freeman took a liking to me, but we pretty much was together the whole night, right?
You got those blunt papers for him. Hell yeah, y'all together the rest of the night.
Listen, I pass him the L. He smokes. He taps me, and he, like, kind of motions down to Dominique Dawes' butt and showed me he got a handful of butt and kind of gave me, like, this nod. So I'm like,
I should have known this. I should have known this phone call went way off the track.
Brian, we appreciate it. I mean, that was one of the most eclectic groups you're ever going to hear put together.
Yeah, and that's what had us trapped in the story.
Well, I wanted to see who was next. Like, who's
exactly,
going to appear in this group?
That,
this 70s show? And that, you have Antonio Freeman,
what
Dominique.
What a crew.
Yeah, when he threw Dominique Dawes in there, I'm like, how the hell did she get in that group?
Yeah, I mean, I have to imagine the story is totally true, because who could even create that,
yes,
that group, put them together? That's,
yes.
That's crazy. Let's talk to Owen. Thinks I
and
got
And because I was teammates with Free for 1 year.
So you're not surprised?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Okay, so
yeah,
it fits. All right, let's talk. Owen thinks I've got to learn here. Owen, what's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? How we doing?
What's up, O?
Yeah, so I first celebrity running every year for the past, like, 18 years. We go down for the Boston Marathon. My dad runs it. Stay at the same hotel. It's like 10 years ago, probably. Coming back from dinner, me and my dad, we get in the elevator. I see this guy standing there, big, jacked, got a sick hair of dreads going. I give, like, a double take. I'm staring at him. It's Vlad Guerrero.
Okay.
Such a cool guy. Just says what's up, you know. Didn't care. He was there for the weekend. The Angels were playing in Boston. We went to go see the game, so that was pretty cool. And then, Joe, I don't know why you're so willing to get rid of JT.
I don't want to get rid of him, Owen, but I also don't want to overpay him in the name of you have to keep him. Like, I'm not giving out a bad contract to a catcher just to do it.
I get that, but going back to what Ike said, I think you are committed. When we traded for him, you give away enough decent players, and you decided Jorge Alfaro was not your catcher. He's not good enough. 240 with some pop and a great arm isn't good enough. Now we got a guy who's 280, maybe even more pop and even a better defense catcher. You got to hold on to him. You got to pay him a little more than you need to.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but the Phillies have – started this chain reaction based on the owner wanting to win,
yep,
sooner rather than later, and then Matt Klentak and their farm system not being able to develop young cheaper talent.
Yeah,
I mean, they put themselves in this position.
And they don't have a – part of the problem is, I know, and we appreciate him, and they don't have a catcher that's ready behind him.
Right.
Like, they can't even pretend they have one. So they'd have to find another one if they let him go. Here's part of the issue. You said on it, Ike. It feels like the Phillies – and I understand, like, Bryce and Machado, that was a rare thing. They couldn't just say, oh, we'll wait 2 years for free agent. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys don't usually come to free agency. But it felt like they weren't really ready. Like, their
right.
team, the rebuild, the farm system wasn't really ready. But you have an owner who wants to win. They sign McCutcheon. They sign Arrieta. They sign Harper. Like, they're caught now between are they really ready and how do they get ready without JT?
Well, it's like
– it's hard.
And I'm not saying – your way of thinking is wrong. I'm just saying I believe the Phillies have painted themselves in this corner. And you're not going to be able to sell to this fan base any logical reasoning behind letting him walk. Because guess what? If you're telling me you don't want to spend the money, well, letting him walk doesn't make you a better team overall. So you're still going to have to sell this fan base on this team.
Yeah, you'd have to use the money on other players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now you got to go out and spend money on other players.
The hope would be if they did that, they would sign shorter deals, like smarter deals.
Right.
That would be what they'd have to do. But, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, no one's saying they're a better team if he leaves tomorrow. Of course.
Right.
He's one of their best players. He's probably their second best player. That matters. I worry about catchers as they age. If he was an outfielder, I wouldn't be saying all this. Like, outfielders can hit until they're 34,
right.
35.
Man, we just gave Bryce Harper a 13-year contract.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to keep it 10, but that's, you know, they did what they did. Let's talk to Sam in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Sam?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Sam?
So I got a good celebrity run-in story here for you. I delivered hardwood flooring with our small family business to Brent Selleck's house in Westchester last summer.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool. He rolled up in his big white GMC truck.
came down. I mean, this is a huge house. I think we delivered like 3,000 square feet of white oak, and it was heavy stuff.
Man.
And
Brent going with the white oak? Okay.
And did Brent help you bring it in, or was he just kind of directing?
Yeah, hell no, he didn't help.
He was talking to the builders and stuff, and he was, he actually asked me a question because I had my my moisture meter out to test the moisture of the wood, and then he was asking me all sorts of questions about, like, what kind of environment the wood needs to be in and stuff. So it was really cool. And then I, then somehow we got onto a tangent about how he was going hunting out in Michigan next week, and that was cool to talk about too. But and then I shook his hand and I left. It was cool.
Yeah,
he sounds like a nice guy.
As a matter of fact, I think I could be wrong. I think Brent may be into real estate or doing something with homes.
I feel like I saw him on a billboard. Is that what he does now?
I think he may be into that. Yeah.
So maybe
he may have been rehabbing a home.
Oh, yeah, maybe it wasn't even his.
I mean,
right.
It may not even been his home.
Sam, what are you doing with JT? Overpay or let him go to free agency?
Oh, you got to overpay him. I mean, he's got to stay. He's the best catcher in baseball. And the other thing is, if you have I'm a catcher in I play college baseball at Dickinson College out in Carlisle. And the catcher has as much to do with how well a pitcher is pitching all the time. And if you have the best catcher in the game, we'll be set for a long time. And the other thing is, I can't give up JT Realmuto to a team in our division like the Mets.
That would just make it worse. It would sting, Sam. You're right about that. But here's the thing. He is the best defensive catcher. He's the best catcher in baseball. Mm-hmm. But then why was the pitching any good last year? Like, I think we sometimes overrate how much a catcher could do. If you give him crappy pitchers, he can't make them throw the ball well.
What if the pitchers stink?
That's what I mean. So, like, he's saying if you have a great catcher, your pitching rotation is set. Well, not if you have Vince Velasquez.
Did you have a good catcher when you were pitching?
You're gonna rip your catcher on the air? You might be listening.
No, listen, I choke one change up my first game as a freshman, and I don't pitch for another 2 weeks. It's all his fault.
The catcher's fault?
Yeah, it was an easy – listen, it was just a ball in the dirt, all right? And then a run scored, and all of a sudden I was just burdened to the bench.
Can a pitcher ever take responsibility? It's always the umpire, the catcher, somebody else.
It's an easy ball. Block it.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop in here. As we debate JT Realmuto, overpay or let him walk into free agency. I'd let him walk into free agency rather than overpaying. We'll have some stats on the other side. Yeah, I'll take the L if that's what you want to give me. We'll give you the Twitter poll results on the other side. I'm losing that. But we have some stats on the other side that can give us some insight.
That's on brand for this show.
As to what we can expect if the Phillies pay JT. Some other catchers at the same age, what did they do? What might he do? And we'll continue to take your celebrity running calls right here on Mark Cerie, Sports Radio.
I'm the guy who's driving that bus. Not Matt, not Andy, not Gabe, not even Andy Galdi, who runs that department. I mean, I'm the person that was my vision to lay it out, and I and the Bucks are the ones who are funding that.
Talking about the analytics department there.
Woo! Yeah.
John Middleton talking analytics. I wonder what his analytics thinks of paying a catcher in his 30s, $24 million a year. Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike. That was the voice there of John Middleton. So we've been debating today, what would you rather the Phillies do with JT Realmuto? Is our Twitter question, at Mark's Reese WIP, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years, no interest, for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local. Buy her the ring you want. Now, details at marks-jewelers.com. So we are looking at 91.6% of the voters here. I say overpay him.
Yeah.
8.4 say let him walk.
So let's say he's looking for $24 million a year.
Yeah, so the highest paid catcher ever was 23.6. I think it was Joe Mauer. So that would set the new record.
Okay. So we probably can't do that. If that's what you want to do, then we can only do that over a three-year deal.
A shorter deal.
Yeah, it's got to be done over a shorter deal. Now, if you want the total money, which is what he should be looking for, forget about trying to reset the market for catchers and all of that nonsense. You've never had to deal with a pandemic. Man, if I'm giving you 6 years at $20 million a year.
120 total?
Nah, you got 120.
It's a lot of money.
You don't set the new record for catchers or what have you, but I'm giving you $20 million a year.
And if he turns that down, look, then they're going to have to let him go to free agency, which is what I've been saying. If he's demanding the most money ever, 6 years, I'd let him walk into free agency rather than overpay and give him everything he wants right now. Brady is up next on WIP. Brady listening down in Jacksonville. What's up, Brady?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up, Brady?
All right, so my celebrity meet story. I was at a tailgate. I went to UF down in Gainesville, and the Gators were playing LSU Tigers, and I was at a tailgate. One of my buddies came up to me and said, "Hey, do you know where I can find some beers? I got some Phillies players with me," because I guess one of them was dating his girlfriend's girlfriend. I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Who is it?" He named this one guy. I cannot remember his name. Then he said Zach Eflin, and he's like, "And some guy named Aaron Nola." I was like, "Aaron Nola's here?" So we went over, confirmed it was Aaron Nola and Zach Eflin. Got to hang out with them for like 20 minutes. Got to drink a beer with them. You know, asked them about Kapler. Of course, they gave raving reviews, which who knows if that's true or not.
But, love it.
Really cool.
Love it.
Really cool guys. And
hold on, is that a college game?
Yeah, man. It was Florida versus LSU college football. And Nola was there in his LSU shirt, and Eflin was there in a – I don't even know. Where did Eflin go to college?
Out west, maybe somewhere. I think out west.
He was drafted at high school.
Okay. Then maybe
he was drafted at high school, so no college, Brady.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I – okay, my bad. But yeah, so it was cool. It was really nice guys. Nola was super – he was pretty soft-spoken, but he was really cool. Both of them were really cool. And as far as Real Muto goes, just pay the man. Keep him. He's one of the best players on the team. Obviously, one of the best batters. And I understand the circumstances, but they can work something out for him. I definitely believe that. They're going to do their song and dance. But I think at the end of the day, Bryce gets involved. They need to sit down and figure out some way to keep this guy for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce getting involved.
Brady,
appreciate
and
it.
That's what's going to happen.
So
wait till he wakes up one day and he's like, "What? JT's out in free agency."
He loves JT.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically wanted the Nationals to trade for him when he was in D.C. And then the Phillies.
Oh, see, I didn't know
the
that.
The Phillies traded for him right before they signed Harper. I don't think it was a coincidence.
They got some type. They obviously must know each other prior. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's just like his favorite player.
Sure.
And they're teammates now. So yeah. We have these stats here. The Good Fight website put this together, and they basically looked at catchers that were basically as valuable as JT, around the kind of value he's had in his 20s. How do they age into their 30s? So it's like you said, he's not a normal catcher, right? So how do star catchers, because a lot of people have said, well, he's not normal. He's a star. He's a great athlete. How do they age into their 30s?
Mm-hmm.
So the way I look at this is it's totally hit or miss. Some guys that were similar to JT in their 20s, like Yadier Molina, Yogi Berra, obviously those guys kept playing well, and one's in the Hall of Fame, the other guy is probably going to go to the Hall of Fame too. But there's some other guys in here that kind of fell off a cliff when they got into their 30s, including Lance Parrish, who was famously one of the worst Phillies signings over the history of the franchise, because he was a great catcher, all-star with the Detroit Tigers, and then he came here at age 31, and he basically stopped hitting. He played here for 2 years, then he moved on and played for a little while longer until he was old. But he was baseball's best catcher right there in the 80s, like 82 to 86 with the Detroit Tigers. Philly signed him at age 31, and the guy stopped hitting. He fell off a cliff, and he's in that same group.
What are you talking about, man? They're smoking pell-mell and all type of cools back in the 80s. Nobody's healthy back then.
Well, but Yogi Berra kept hitting. He was playing when they were black and white TV. He's on this list.
JT, man, listen, JT looks like he's in great shape. I don't have an injury history in front of me of him, but has he ever sustained any major injuries?
Well, not major, but last year at the end of the season, he did have a knee cleanup. Like, that might have been a routine thing, but he had a knee surgery.
A scope. That's not.
Listen, they went into his knee last year. He's a catcher. Doesn't make me feel great.
Yeah, at the Gabe route, trying to run him in the ground.
Again, I said Gabe was wrong about that. I've been saying that since last year. I don't know why they played him so much.
I would love for my hand to sting tonight. That would be great.
How many games do you think of the 60 will he catch if he plays all 60? I mean, if he's playing.
50?
Really? They gotta narrow that thing down to 45. Yeah, it's got to be down to 45.
Well, that means my boy Andrew Knapp gets 15 starts. Here's the good thing.
Nappy.
At least this year, you get to keep his bat in the lineup.
Yes.
If you want to, all 60. He could DH.
Well, he should be in the lineup all 60. Yes.
I agree. Every day he should play, just in a different way. Let's talk to Steve in media. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are we doing, Joe? After you brought up the Lance Parrish thing, I think it's easy.
All right, Steve, we'll put you on hold. We kind of lost you there for a second. Let's go to Steve, who is in Collegeville. Different Steve. What's up, Steve?
How you guys doing? You enjoying this nice weather?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
There,
it's beautiful outside, brother.
Yeah. So, Joe and Jack, have you guys checked out this Korean baseball at all?
I've watched some. When we first started, I watched some.
Yeah, I just think it's real interesting. They have a whole different business model of sports over there than we do in America.
Well, they have. Aren't they all the teams like sponsored or like they're named after companies over there? It's not like
they're
you
not
know,
named after. They're owned by those
right,
big
owned.
Companies, so they don't really care about making money. It's all about just growing their brand value.
Yeah, we're not doing
it's like
that
a,
over
it's,
here.
It's like a little league team being sponsored by
it's like the
somebody.
Local mom and pop
yeah.
pizzeria.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got JT Realmuto take. I think we traded assets to get him. We got to pay him.
You guys all sound like JT's agent. Well,
exactly.
they traded a lot for you, so we got to pay. I mean, Steve, I understand they paid a lot for him, but it doesn't mean I want to give him a crazy contract now. Like, two wrongs don't make a right.
I don't want a crazy contract, but, like, we can overpay him a little bit. I mean, we just overpaid Bryce Harper, so.
Well, I mean, you're right. Well, they did, probably in terms of full money. And Steve, we appreciate the call. But how are you going to build a winning team if we keep overpaying everybody? It just – I look at what the Dodgers do. I look at the best teams in baseball, and they don't act like this. They don't have their star player dictate who else they're going to sign. They don't sign people because they have to. They make smart decisions,
yeah, but-
and that's what I want the Phillies to
but
do.
But the Phillies would be doing this. But they would be doing a smart decision by doing this because they're not going to be spending a crazy amount of money in the upcoming years. Like after this next year, Arrieta's off the books, Robertson's off the books, Didi's off the books. Like, you're going to be paying Nola a cheap contract. Wheeler's going to be making a decent money, but it's really just Realmuto and Bryce, and then you just got to fill in the roster around those guys.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that without money?
You draft in the international market.
Yeah, but this GM has not been able to put
well,
together.
Hopefully the freaking GM's not in the seat next year.
Well, but here's right. the thing. They don't have a great farm system. They don't have a lot of young players that we all believe are going to be future all-stars. Like Scott Kingery looks like a player they'll put out there for the next 5-6 years. It's going to be a good one, not a star. Like, I'm not watching a team that pumps out young talent that's cheap. That would change the equation. It worries me. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Overpay JT or let him go. And if you thought that we could make it through a whole show and not talk about the Bronco, well, on the other side, I'm going to give Ike and the rest of the LTBB community.
Hold up.
You ready?
No, he almost came out the stable. He heard
he's
you
one
were
my
here.
My favorite students.
He heard you
yes,
was here.
You are.
Yeah. Settle down back there, Carson.
Well, he's going to hear this on the other side. I'm going to
yeah,
give my rankings.
I'll take care of him. Don't worry. I'll take care of him,
I'll give you my rankings of quarterbacks I would start a franchise with right now. Not who's the best today, but I'm starting a franchise. Where do I have Carson Wentz? Where do I have the Bronco? He's on the list, I promise. We'll find out where
oh,
he
that's
ranks.
That's nice of you.
He's on the list.
Yeah, that's nice
he's
of you.
He's a good young quarterback. He's on the list. Tell you where he ranks coming up on the other side. Sports Radio 94 WIP.